Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and this is one of my favorite times of the month. We're doing our Dunwoody Chamber special. I have the lovely Beth Summers in the studio with me, as usual. Welcome, Beth.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fabulous.
Awesome.
Had a great weekend. Did you survive snowpocalypse all right?
I did. Now I'm bracing myself for the next one this week.
I know. Everyone's already figured out. We already had a couple shows canceled for tomorrow. They just said, we're not going to deal with it because they tried to make it to the studio, and then it was 14 hours before they made it home. So we have a pretty packed studio today, and you actually brought a colleague with you today.
I did. Sarah Breffel. She is our Programs and Communications Manager. She started as an intern last summer, and we hired her. We're so excited. I could not run the chamber without her, so I'd like to introduce her, and then she can tell you all about herself.
Okay. Well, Sarah, welcome to the show, and later in the show, we're going to be talking with Jan Slemmings with Curves of Dunwoody. And Jan, were you born with that name, or was this like a perfect fit? I just have to ask before we talk.
No, I always have to say that I got it from my husband, who is listening. And
that's why you picked him. You're like, oh, you're perfect. You're my soulmate, because this last name is going to help me market my...
Okay. Yeah, no, it's originally from Scandinavia.
Okay.
And it means, you know, that thing that Santa rides, his sleigh?
Yeah.
It means sleigh maker.
Okay, very cool.
Very cool.
So, yeah. So I married into it.
All right, definitely. All right, Sarah, tell us what you do over at the Chamber.
Well, I basically handle all the website stuff for Beth and our events. I plan all those. We're actually working on an internships program, so I work really closely with the high school, Dunwoody High, which I'm a graduate of, 2009, so I'm kind of a baby, but it's really fun getting to work with them, which I know all like the teachers over there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else I do.
You do all the social media.
Oh, yeah, I do social media, Facebook, Twitter, sometimes Instagram if I'm really feeling like artsy. But
so how did you get involved with the Dunwoody Chamber? How did that happen?
Well, I'm a graduate of Georgia Southern, and
okay.
So shout out to my teacher, I guess, Dr. Bigley. We have a bunch of graduates that work in the Dunwoody area, and I'm from Dunwoody. Actually, Andy Williams.
Okay.
He was on the show last month, I believe.
All right, yeah.
And so he introduced me to Debbie Fuse, which was our other executive director. You
remember
Debbie?
Yeah, I remember Debbie.
And Debbie's actually my next-door neighbor. So
it's all
kind of like
perfectly.
A weird
world.
It really is.
You're just like, I need a job. And Debbie's like, I got you.
Really? So
and then
I
you laughed at all your friends who can't get jobs.
Actually, no, I didn't laugh at them. But a lot of my friends do have jobs, which is nice. So
that is very
Georgia
nice.
Georgia Southern produces good students. And
Props to Georgia Southern.
Exactly. Eagles.
They can send us a check now.
So. Exactly.
So, Sarah, tell us what's going on in the Dunwoody Chamber. I know you guys always have great events going on.
That's true.
So.
We have a lot going on this week. Unfortunately, I think some of it's going to be canceled just due to the bad weather. But tomorrow, I guess we'll reschedule, which check our website and for follow-ups. But tomorrow, what's supposed to be, we have a chamber orientation, which is basically for new members. If you've just joined the chamber and kind of want just the lowdown on all of our events and what you can get involved in. And that's tomorrow at 4:00 at Harry Norman. They always sponsor our event, and they have this awesome room downstairs that nobody knows about. And they give us some snacks, and we just are there for about an hour. And that's at 4:00. And then right after that, we have Ladies Night, which is with the Sandy Springs.
Something
Chamber.
I can't come to.
No, you can't come unless you want to like dress up as a lady. But
it depends if the food's good enough. I hear the food's pretty good.
It's at the Capitol Grill.
Oh,
I know. So we're lucky that they would host us, but I haven't talked to them yet, so Danielle, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I think we're going to reschedule that one. But that's at 5:30, and we're starting to do a bunch of events with the Sandy Springs Chamber just because we work so closely anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good opportunity for our ladies to get with their ladies and network a little more and make some more friendships. And then Wednesday, we have Young Professionals at Dunwoody, and that's at Carrabba's, but that one might be canceled as well, but that's supposed to be our like share the love event. If you're a member and want to bring a non-member just to see what it's like, you get in for free and they come for $10, which is a steal.
It's very good. The food is not included though, right?
We do like appetizers and stuff, mm-hmm, oh. Cash bar and.
Well, that sounds like
yeah.
A blast.
What's
it's
the
a good
age
time?
For that?
It's 20 to 40.
Okay.
Yep.
20 to 40, but mentally, right?
So. Exactly. So we can all.
We don't check IDs. We do not ID. The mayor's come before, and
oh, wow.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think he fits in that age category. Sorry, Mike. But and then tomorrow or Thursday, we have Teacher of the Years in the morning, and that's with Dunwoody High, and then the elementary schools and Peachtree Middle School. And we just recognize the teachers who've done an outstanding job within the past year. Actually, I'm not sure what the requirements are, but it's you have to be at school for like a certain number of years, and then I know they're getting a couple of things donated to them. I believe Kia is doing like free oil changes and car washes.
Okay.
And then they get like their own custom parking sign, and it's like a breakfast they honor them at. So
you can't tell us who it is yet.
I actually don't know. So it's a secret.
Yeah, you should have been like, no, I can't tell anyone else.
I know.
It's a big reveal.
And then we do have one ribbon cutting this week, which is Keyworth Bank. So that's still going on. It's at 10 a.m. and they're right at Dunwoody Village Parkway. And then next week is our Dunwoody Chamber and Heels Luncheon with Fred Broder. He's talking about some non-traditional techniques for networking. And then Coffee Connection, which is the best one to talk about, which
yes.
is Hayward's one of our Dunwoody Chamber members. And his mom, Gail Cameron Westcott, she used to report for Life magazine.
Okay.
And so you know how this is like the Beatles' 50th anniversary of coming to America? Well, she was right there like at the airport with them when they got here. So
she was partying with them.
Probably. Yeah, she was. She was. She like got thrown into a limo with them. And so has kind of like been with them all the way, which is really cool. And I'm excited to meet her. So she's also interviewed like all the Kennedys and like Muhammad Ali. So she has an incredible list of people.
Well, that is absolutely amazing. You get those kind of opportunities all the time.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
awesome.
Working at the Chamber. So how is that getting to interact with very successful people? I'm sure you're learning a lot, just absorbing all the information you can.
Right. My mom's been calling me Miss Dunwoody just because I'm so like involved in everything, which has been really cool. I know like I went to school with Jan's kids, and it's crazy how much it kind of rolls back around and people know your name, and I get really awesome experiences. So,
what advice would you give anyone coming out of college right now? They're in the same position. What have you learned that you can sort of impart on them to help them out with that transition? Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's true. I think, we took courses on like building your resume, and just making sure you have a good resume, cover letter. Interviews are really important, and just, I would say be yourself. I'm really all about, like, don't try to fake it. Just be yourself, and if you're right for that company, then they'll pick you up really quickly. So that's really my advice.
All right. So I want to pick your brain a little bit, put you on the spot
okay.
again. So you
okay.
do all the social media over at the Chamber. So
okay.
what are your social media strategies? What are you guys doing? We're ramping our stuff up at Business Radio X, but we're always looking for advice. Because, I mean, it really is the Wild West. Social media is the Wild West. Twitter, Facebook, it's a crazy environment now, and I'm sure there's going to be people having degrees in it and
That's
10
true.
Years down the road That's or something.
True. I'm still trying to figure it all out. I hear it's best to always put a picture with it.
Yeah, most people can't read, you know. So.
That's true, and keep it short and sweet, I think. So short and sweet tweets with the picture, and it really depends on like what time you're trying to reach these people. So I think lunchtimes, I always think about when I check my phone for Twitter and Facebook. And so it's always like during lunchtime or right after work and sometimes in the evening. So it kind of depends on what audience you're trying to reach, I guess.
Definitely. Well, what's next for you? What's the future plan? What's the big plan you have right now? I know you're always pivoting and changing with information you receive, but what are your dreams?
My dreams? Oh, that's a hard question. I don't know. I'll be here as long as Beth wants me and will have me for.
That puts Beth on the spot.
I'm going to get keep her me. As long as I can. And then when I think she's ready to fly, I will let her go.
It's a fun team. For a while, it's just been the two of us. And we've had, it's really, there are only three of us in the office. And so we work really closely together, which has been nice. But I don't know what's next. I think I minored in Spanish, so I think eventually I want to kind of either
do some travel
and head out and see the world a little bit, which I'm not tied down to anything.
Okay,
so,
very cool. Well, Beth, you just have to be beaming with pride having someone like this on your team.
It
makes your life easy, doesn't it?
No,
when you put people around you, then.
A lot easier, yes. So she is definitely the communications person and the program person and the social media person.
She gets to wear all the hats. Anytime you're about to drop something, you're like, oh, hey, you have a new promotion. Here's a new title. Here, take on this work.
I delegate a lot to her, and sometimes she gets frustrated, but I'm telling her that she needs to sponge all this information. This is the experience.
Add it to your resume.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay.
So, Sarah mentioned some ribbon cuttings. How many new places have opened up in Dunwoody recently? Or do you guys have any new businesses coming in? I know you guys...
We do. I mean, we have...
people flocking to you.
Every month, we do. We have a great relationship with the city, and so we find out who all has new business licenses in the city. And we have several restaurants that are coming in. One has already opened. It's Cafe at Far. Absolutely delicious. Highly recommend it. And I went to lunch there the other day, and it was packed. So you got to go early. You need to get there about 11:15 if you don't want to stand in line. We also have, is it Mojo Burrito?
They are in the same shopping center. I don't know when they're opening up. It's been kind of a mystery, but I did peek my head in the window this weekend. And they have all the tables and chairs set up. So I think that might, yeah. I don't know.
So they're on their way. And we have Memphis Barbecue is coming into Dunwoody. And I don't know when, but I'd say probably around May. And then we also have another restaurant. It's called Nova, and it's by U Restaurants. Ricardo Ulio is the owner, and he has two other restaurants here in Atlanta, and it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be gourmet pizzas, pastas, a grill, and also a wonderful bar. And we are looking forward for them to coming into Dunwoody as well.
Well, I'm excited about all that. I have to try all those. You have to give me the hookup.
So. I will. I will get you the hookup. I'll get you some deals.
All right, well, now it's time for our headliner. She's been sitting here patiently,
yes,
nodding her head, enjoying the show. And we have Jan Slimming with Curves of Dunwoody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. It's great.
Definitely. Well, tell us a little bit. I want to know a little bit about your background and how you got into you're the owner of owning Curves of Dunwoody.
Uh-huh. Well, I was a member of Curves. I'd been through quite a difficult health situation back in 2003, and a friend of mine, in fact, two friends of mine, got me to come along as a buddy, and I went and joined Curves. Anyway, after about a month or two, they didn't. They left. So I ended up staying, and I was one of those members that would go sometimes and then not go for like 3 or 4 months.
And then that little voice in the back of your head starts saying, hey.
Except I did also have a membership at LA Fitness as well, and I never went there either. But occasionally I go back, and then when I went back, I could see all these women that you would never see at anywhere like LA Fitness. And they were obviously having a lot of fun, and they were getting fitter, and I could see some of them were, you know, really regular there. And every time I went back, and I probably went back for like 2 or 3 weeks, and I would go 3 or 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah, I can really tell the difference. I just have to do it. You know, it's like with all these things that if you don't do it, it doesn't work. So I was a member for probably 5 years before I became an owner.
Okay.
And the previous owner owned 3 locations, and when I decided I wanted to go into it, I wanted all 3.
You do it. You just go big. Go big or go home.
Want it all or nothing, right?
Well, my main background is publishing, and we always did things big then. So, you know, I just thought, well, we could do it big as well. Anyway, one of them was down in Buckhead, and it wasn't a good fit for us, really. Yeah. So we actually let that one go in 2010. And so now I have 2 locations, one in Sandy Springs and one in Dunwoody, which is why it's so great to have this, you know, definitely. Dunwoody so chamber that talks to Sandy Springs. So
so is Curves, did it start here in Atlanta, or is it a franchise
It's
model?
A franchise, and the franchise was started in Texas. It's been going for 22 years now. Is the largest fitness franchise in the world for women.
Okay.
Wow.
10,000.
Another thing I can't do. We're just talking about things I'm not invited to.
Sorry.
You can come. We don't mind if you come in. In fact, it's quite fun when you come in. But, we have chiropractors, and, you know, sometimes they come in, and the guy from Walgreens sometimes comes with his flu shots.
Oh, I was about to say, that guy from Walgreens, the guy.
And... but anyway, yeah, so it was 22 years ago, and basically it's a 30-minute workout that's fun, fast, and safe, and if you work hard enough, you can burn 500 calories in 30 minutes. There's 5 components to the workout. There's the warm-up, which is, we call them stations. There's the strength training machines, and then the cardiovascular boards, mm-hmm. and if you do 3 or 4 of those, that's the warm-up. then you're doing all the strength training on the machines and the cardiovascular on the boards, and you're just kind of jumping around on the boards. Then you do the cool down, and then you do stretching in all of that in half an hour.
Okay.
And it's done. You're done. And that's what a lot of people like about it. People that don't have time to work out, it's the only thing they're going to do if they need to get fit. And most people need to do that every day. They need to do something. We always recommend 30 minutes exercise and 30 minutes walking. So, and that way you can boost your metabolism, lose your weight. And as long as you're building muscle, you can always lose weight, because more muscle burns more calories.
All right, definitely. So what else are you guys doing? Other than that, you guys are smart enough not to let guys in to set yourself apart from the LA fitnesses of the world.
Well, one of the big coups at the moment is we learned back in November that we were going to be having Jillian Michaels come into our program.
We've had her on the air before.
You have?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, good. And she is a great, as you know, sort of leader in fitness and on The Biggest Loser and everything. Mm-hmm. So we partnered with her. I think she started talking to Curves in about June, and we knew about it like October, end of October, beginning of November. And basically, it's been her classes. We did their classes, and they're built into the 30-minute workout, and they are hard, really hard. And she's doing, instead of us doing kind of just movements on the board, we're doing squats, we're doing lunges, and we're actually stepping off the board to do these, because otherwise you might fall off. But it really is a really strong workout. And then you do that for 30 seconds, then move to a machine and do a machine, and then go back to doing a Jillian move, and then do another machine, and then
it's like a circuit training.
It is a circuit. The whole of Curves is a circuit. Okay. A 30-minute circuit. You just go around twice. And but with these particular Jillian classes, they are very, very tough. And the only thing I would say on that is, for people listening and they think they can't do a Jillian classes, there are modifications to the moves. So everybody can do the moves. It's just, if you want to speed it up a bit and do the, you know, the harder ones, then you know, that is harder to do.
Definitely. So how much does your accent help with the selling of this? Because I feel like...
Well, I don't know whether it's my accent. I don't think it does have anything to do with it. In fact, I sometimes have to speak American.
American.
And drink water.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know. Nobody's really brought that up before.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you guys have really got something, some secret sauce there. It seems like you're really attracting probably the really professional, hardworking women, and they don't have the time. They're raising kids, they're owning businesses, and they want to stay in shape too. And this is sort of a solution for that problem where they don't think they have enough time.
Yeah, yeah, we do that. That is our market. But we also have another market as well, which is for older women. One of the things that a lot of people don't know, and they may have heard of it, is called silver sneakers. And a lot of the women, if they're over 65, their insurance will pay for their gym membership.
Wow, really?
And so in the middle of the day, we have a lot of older people coming in. And it's fun for them too, because it gives them a community place to go and meet their friends, and a lot of them, people come and exercise their mouths as well as
well, that's part of the experience.
Yeah, so that's the other side of it. And then we also have nutrition as well, and Curves Complete is our diet program, which is, all of our coaches are trained under the Cleveland Clinic for nutrition, and so people can be on the diet program or just the exercise program. And they can be silver sneakers or long-time members.
So it can be a one-stop shop for all my health needs. Mm-hmm. And with the diet program, do you guys teach us how to cook, or do you guys have meals that you provide?
We don't provide the meals, but we do provide the recipes.
Okay.
And the whole program is as easy as 1, 2, 3. And so it's exercise, nutrition, and motivation. So the exercise, obviously, is the classes and the circuit. And the nutrition side... there's four components to that. We give them recipes, and you can make the meals. And my husband, he makes all these meals, and he says we've never had a bad one, and he loves it, and he doesn't need to lose weight. But, you know, I've heard of other husbands also losing 20, 30 pounds just because their wives are on the same diet. They love the food, lots of different combinations. So there's the recipes, there's the heat and eat option, which is a bit like going to buy a Lean Cuisine or a Healthy Choice. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you can. And, we're not, no FCC guidelines, no.
And then there's the restaurant option where there are various different restaurants on our website, on the Curves Complete Diet, where you can go and see what you should order. And it could be something like, I don't know, chicken Provençal or something with cheese. You know, it will say, have half a portion of that, get a box and take the other half home.
Very important. Yeah.
And so it's all about portion control on all of it. And then the other side to it, which is also quite unique, is that there's also restaurants that you can go to that have drive-thrus. So you can go to McDonald's, you can go to Chick-fil-A, you can go now to Dunkin' Donuts. Because I kind of roll my eyes at that because I think, how can they ever go there? But all these places all want to be in the healthy choice. So as long as there's a healthy option and it fits in with our diet plan and we can tell them exactly what to have and they have it, it will work. So we're not excluding hardly anybody, really. I mean, just the things, you know, just don't eat fatty foods and, you know.
So it's really the choices that you make. I mean, you have to be
all down
disciplined.
Yeah, you do have to be disciplined. But we recommend what they have, and if they want to change it slightly and it fits within the program, you can do that too. So.
Okay, well, it sounds like you have a plan for everybody in every style of life, whether they have the time to cook or the people that are saying, well, I can't diet because I can't cook. Oh, well, we have a preheat meal. Well, I don't want to do that either. I like to eat out all the time. Well, you can do that too. So they don't have any excuses. So you really got all your bases covered.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to happen a little bit further down the line. And I think this is still happening, but Curves also recently bought Jenny Craig.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Wow. So, I didn't know that.
And they do provide food. And so maybe that will come further down the line where we actually have food as well. I don't know. Can't really say about that. But.
Well, what's next for you, and how has your experience been owning franchises with Curves? Has it been pleasant?
We have our moments when we think, oh, there's just so much to do. Just like, you know, before Christmas when I was going away for 2 weeks and we had all these big promotions to push out and it was crazy. But we got it done, and on the whole, yeah, it's been pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Are you planning on opening up any more of these, or is two now your limit?
No, I think two is the limit. No, I'm actually probably thinking I might be retiring in 2 years' time or something like that. Once my daughter is going off to college, then, you know, time to go and get the traveling done.
Get them out of the way, go travel, and then maybe
I'd still be a member of Curves, though.
Oh, definitely.
You can go, because once you're a member of one, you can go to any Curves anywhere in the world.
Okay, and how many locations do they have?
Are
they
10,000?
10,000.
Wow.
Again, no excuse.
In every country, I mean, in all the countries? That mean,
not 10,000 like, in every country. Yeah, but, no,
but I meant, like, what countries are they located?
Oh, gosh. You have to look on the website. There's a lot. That's a lot, you know.
So you're gonna be able to go travel and still hit up Curves.
Yeah,
and not
I mean we regularly have people like come from Japan and they don't speak a word of English, but they know how to do the workout, and they just come in and
that's so cool.
Yeah, that
and
is
you
cool.
Just say hey, okay, and they nod, and you say you know you just point and they say you know thumbs up, and that's it, and they just do their workout and go, and all they have to do is sign a health history. I don't know whether they can read it, but they sign it. So it's like a little waiver to use the machines in that facility, and that's it. So it's very good.
That's awesome. Well, let our listeners know how they can reach out, sign up for Curves, and where your locations are here in Atlanta.
Okay. Well, Dunwoody Curves is at 1424 Dunwoody Village Parkway, which is just behind Village Burger. And laugh about that because the one in Sandy Springs is just behind Five Guys. So
so you can completely ruin your whole workout very easily.
They might have that. A healthy choice, okay.
Well, actually, Village Burger does.
I was about to say Five Guys. I don't know.
Yeah, probably not Five Guys.
So the phone number there is 770-522-9721, and you can go online to curves.com, and you can book an appointment there. And then the Sandy Springs version club is at Roswell Road, and it's just behind Trader Joe's.
Okay.
And that phone number there is 404-705-9025. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much. How has been part of the Dunwoody Chamber? How's it helped your business? And really, have they supported you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've done quite a lot over the years. Like, probably since I've been in over just over 5 years now, and we were the members right from the beginning. And you know, we know a lot of people, and we go to all the most of the functions, not all of them. And we've had a lot of success with the chamber.
I'm pretty sure you're pretty popular.
Well, I really recommend that people join.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on. It was delightful to have you.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, Jan or Sarah.
Beth,
that's what I meant. Yes, Beth. There we go. I have to mess up someone's name at least one time during a broadcast. It's my trademark. But fill us in again with what's going on at the chamber just one more time.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Gosh, okay.
Yeah, I know it's a lot. She's looking down.
I want to be like, just check the website. No, just kidding. Well, don't worry about really anything this week, I guess, except for our ribbon cutting, which I feel like that's a great way for all of our members to support our other members besides doing M2M deals. But that's at Keyworth Bank at 10 a.m. on Thursday. And then next week we've got Dunway Chamber and Heels Luncheon Tuesday, the 18th with Fred Broder at McKendrick's at 11:30 a.m. And then we have the following week, Coffee Connections, my favorite, the day after my birthday, which everybody should go. It's going to be awesome. But with Gail
Cameron Westcott. Bring gifts, right?
Yes. Where is this? It's at the Capitol Grill at 7:30. So and you don't want to miss it. Right. And we have limited space, so you might want
to
sign up.
So you have to register, yes.
Because
we
will.
Oh, good.
That's
then
awesome.
You know
so you
about
have
it.
To come
it
then.
But definitely.
Have you met his mom before?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm so excited to meet her. Gail, if you're listening, I can't wait.
I want her to get me an introduction to Paul McCartney.
Hey.
That's my, that's my big thing.
Your husband's cool with that. You're like, it's Paul McCartney. That's my celebrity
He won't mind.
He
it's
won't
Man
mind.
Crush Monday, you know?
It is. So, it is.
What is it?
It's Man Crush Monday. I didn't know that was a thing.
You
did
it?
I didn't
know. It's Instagram. Come on, guys.
Okay, I need to get with it.
Yeah. All right, Johnny Depp, if you're out there. So. All right. Well, great show. Thank you, everyone, for coming on.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.